cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Wharton. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on November the 19th, 2009. Newcomers, I suggest you look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and peruse all the audios. You can go through at your leisure for download. There's so many topics covered. There's hundreds of talks there. And you're going to spend a long, long time listening to them, because I try and patch together the holes into the big system we're given called history, the holes that you walk across as school, there's just blanks there. We get battles and we get dates and we get times and winners and losers and famous people and all that stuff, but we're not given the reasons why and the geopolitical reasons, the far-flung future scenarios that they plan way in advance, and who benefits, of course, and again, who finances all this stuff, who profits from it all. I try and fill all the gaps in for you. So you can look at the cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, and when you're there, bookmark all the other sites I have up, because once in a while I get hassles from the big ones, and if you bookmark these, you'll get the latest downloads from the alternate sites. And these are the only sites I have. Anything else you see on the internet isn't mine. There's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com, cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca, Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and Alan Watt Sentinel.eu. The last one has the audios that they all have, but it has addition of transcripts of a lot of the talks I've given in the past for download and print up, and you can choose from the variety of languages of Europe. Now remember too that you do bring me to you, you're the listeners. No one's backing me here. If I was getting backed or authorized to be here, I wouldn't get the hassles I do get every darn day. And it's up to you to keep me going. And you can do so by buying that which you have for sale on the website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Or you can donate to me as well. And there's different methods of paying. You can pay by personal check for the US and Canada. You can use international postal money order from the US, from your post office. If you don't have a bank account, or you don't like using the banks. And you can use PayPal as well. You can also order through PayPal if you'll send me a separate email along with the PayPal order, basically. It's up to you how you want to do it. Outside the Americas, you can use PayPal again, MoneyGram, Western Union, and some people just send the cash to cut out the little fat guy with the podgy fingers. It gets fatter as we get poorer. And for those who get the disc burned and passed around at meetings and don't use their computers, you can get in touch with me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estair, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P as in Peter, the number 3, E as in Elizabeth, the number 4, N as in Nora, and the number 1, P3E4N1. And Estair is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. So that's that out of the way. Now, you probably find I've had a hard time getting the shows up recently. That's because the company, the satellite company that I have to deal with, because I'm in the rural areas here, have leaned on me, basically. Someone's leaned on them from the government, no doubt, and told someone with the old school tie to give me a hassle. Lots of hassles I've had in the past with them, but they've literally cut my speed less than half. And once it goes below a certain speed, I can't upload at all. And that's what again happened last night. I can't even record this live from the internet because I'm doing this show, because that's the poor speed they've given me. And we'll talk more about that when I come back, because people shouldn't join ExploreNet when they get ripped off like this. I'll explain after this break.
Thank you. The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. I mentioned before about the troubles with this particular company. It's a subsidiary of Hughes, military industrial bunch, and they own the satellites that run across Canada here. And they sublet some of their waste, I would call it, to the population, and they pay through the nose for it if you want to use satellite. But it seems to be that they've arbitrarily demoted me from the higher speed that I'm paying for and to the lower speed, and even emailed me to tell me I'm on the lowest package, even though I'm paying for a higher package. So I had to get in touch with them again and remind them that I'm on a higher package. And, of course, I'm still waiting for any reply. And they'll keep this going for weeks, probably. The last time it was about a month, 2 months. And this is not by accident. They're not stupid. They'd like you to think it's just bureaucratic and interdepartmental bungles, and there's nothing further from the truth. This is how they give you harassment. This is standard harassment. Nothing you can take it to court with. It's just to give you harassment until you get off the air, basically. That's what they're trying to do. But in the meantime, they continue to charge me for the higher speed, and they haven't told their other department that's what I'm on, supposedly, and they've got me under a lock, so it takes me hours and hours to upload every night after the show. And last night and today, I was putting up the shows from last night, I should say, even today as well, finishing it off, and the speed dropped to 6 to 8 kilobits per second, 6 to 8. And you've got to have over 90, or it's failure speed. And that happens continuously. It's been that for 3 or 4 weeks now. And that's the standard harassment you get. Now, I know if I phone them up, they'll give me the next part, part two of the harassment, and they'll tell you, it's your satellite system. Well, they told me that about 2 months ago, and it cost quite an arm and a leg to replace parts that were not needing it. Because afterwards, I found out I was on a lock. That was the problem. But they conned and they lied, and here they go again with the latest scam, dropping me down to the lowest speed and claiming their other department has me down for that, even though their accounts department have me on the higher speed, and they certainly take the cash for it. This is a company that took 2 years before they sent me a receipt for anything I paid. 2 years. Then I got them all at once, within the same week and a half. All at once. And sure enough, on those receipts, it tells me what plan I'm on, which is the higher speed that they claim I'm not on. So this is what they do. They make you run from one department to the next, and here they are all sitting next door to each other, probably in view of each other. This is the con games that are played when you get harassment from the top. And this is from the top, because someone in Canada has given the words to someone with the old school tie and told them just give them a hard, hard time. And I promise you, any more of this stuff, and I told them this too in an email, I'll put up a website dedicated to putting them down and telling folk not to go on ExploreNet, and I'll stop talking about them when they give you back up to the proper speed that I'm paying for. That's my deal, you see. That's the only way you can deal with these people, because they're full of dirty tricks, and that's how they really come after people. They don't just bump you off left, right, and center, unless they really have to. But they make it so hard for you to move or do anything in the hope that you'll just throw up your arms and give up. That's what they hope. You see? Standard harassment procedure from the top. So I'll keep on at this every night and until they have the courtesy to reply to me on anything at all to do with this particular case. Now, I'm sure everyone out there in the audience knows that we truly are on a roll into a really totalitarian system. You can't open a newspaper on any day without seeing more laws passed, more calls for totalitarian policies from people with uniforms on, policemen and all that kind of stuff, and officials at the top of policing, all demanding more rights to stick it to the public, basically. And that is all about the New World Order. Everybody who's a control freak now seems to be deliberately put into place at the right places to make all of this come about. But to most folk, they get lost in it. It's a bewilderment of barrage of attacks from so many different directions, they can't really make sense of it. Either they shut down altogether. But the plan is very, very simple. You can look into the histories of any totalitarian regimes in the past, because they're all the same, and you apply it to this one. It's not difficult to do. You always get a system. You're studying communism or say Nazism. It's always the same system. You have the top clique at the very top who know the policies and the theory of their particular religion, see. And you have all these fanatics down below them that they're the enforcers of the religion. And then you have all of the pyramid all the way down to the bottom citizenry who have to obey the particular system. But it's all run from the top, and everyone in it is watched. That's the standard policy. They didn't have this ability to watch everyone so minutely as they do today back in the Soviet era or in the German Nazi era. But they certainly do have it today. And it's no coincidence that the same big companies that worked on managing the totalitarian regimes, you know, IBM, these kind of guys, are still at it today as well. People think they're separate companies, but that's not true at all. They're not separate companies. At the very beginning of the Cold War, they said that the country that would win would be the country with the highest technology and science. Therefore, obviously, they couldn't allow any particular company with a good idea to come out with technology and sell it to the public that hadn't been authorized by those at the top. If people had sudden access to information and so on, that would not do. So So they made sure that they would set up, the CIA and MI6 set up legitimate corporations, international corporations, legitimate ones. They would lead the field, so to speak. Now, you can't lead the field unless you're getting incredible funding from the taxpayer. You can't do it. It's all war-based economies where science flourishes. And therefore, they've had these ongoing wars, wars on terror, wars on poverty, wars on, all the way back, you see. And wars on the reds. Now it's on the greens, or those who are anti-green. You get very confused with the colors. But it's the same techniques that are in use today. And the ones at the top have access to all the data on every single individual, almost across the whole planet. That's an incredible power that they've never had before. And they have deemed it, with all their meetings over the last 40, 50 years at the top, that they would go through stages or phases of society with the upcoming generations, and they planned a long, long time ago to reduce the populations. They'd have to reduce it, they said, to manage them. That means dominate them. When they say manage, it means dominate, you see. Because the power elite must always remain the power elite. The first order of business is to protect the power elite, which most folk think of as the governmental structure, but it's higher than government, because most of the guys who give the orders don't have to be in government. They tell governments what to do. In fact, everybody in government is put there by them. That's the real meaning of democracy. Just like they wouldn't take a risk on allowing competition, say, in the field of technology, they'd have to always be the advance guard. The same thing goes with politics. You could never let someone come in there that was really genuine and really would speak for the people and demand the rights of the people when you have a particular agenda that's not very kind to the people on your books waiting to go. So the politicians are vetted years before we ever hear the names of them and groomed for their positions. I'm sure they even know, they probably even knew when Obama came in that he would be coming in 10 years from 10 years before, sort of thing. I really mean that's how well organized it all is. After so-and-so, it will be your turn. That's how it's done. And because they've got to be sure of their man. They've got to be sure of them, 100% sure. No risk at all. Got to be 100% sure of your man. That's how the Western democracies work and still work today. And we have the coming out for the first time over the last few years of the big foundations openly advocating the direction that the society is to take, the world society, with their myriad of non-governmental organizations. Really, this is how the Soviet was run. This is the new Soviet system for the planet, an updated, upgraded Sovietized system. Sovietization was ruled by councils, and the council leaders were all chosen by the Politburo. In our societies, the heads are all chosen by the foundations themselves, and this is what's called the parallel governments. And now they're even openly taking in the heads of the NGOs into the big world meetings with them, pretending that they speak on behalf of the people, these special interest groups. Whereas in actual fact, they protest government and demand government pass certain laws to save the environment and cut down the population on behalf of their masters, like the Rockefellers. It's a beautiful cover, isn't it? Getting the young, always enthusiastic young, brainwashed in a certain area, not really by giving them all information, but selected information, and that's how you mislead people, by not giving them the rest of the story. So they use idealism, and these youngsters are just like young, Sovietized, brainwashed people. Same techniques are used. Even within their own particular groups, they use the communist system, where the top, from the top down. In communism, you had to study Lenin and Marx your whole life long. Your whole life long, if you were a member of the party. The idea being that through repetition and repetition, you would lose the self into the party. The party was the cause. You were a cog in the machine, and you'd be proud to be so. Back with more after this break.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and we're cutting through the matrix just explaining how similar the techniques used for the greenies out there are to the techniques used for the Sovietized system, the so-called Stalinist or Leninist concept, and how you had to go buy the book once you joined these particular organizations and only read pro-Marxian stuff. Now it's all, you must read the Lenins of the greening movements. That's all you read is that particular kind of stuff. Anything else is taboo, and that's due to a complete indoctrination process by constant repetition. That's how you lead fanaticism. And of course, they're using fanaticism to bring in the so-called New World Order with the promise, and there's always a lie attached to the promise, that they're going to bring in this lovely utopia for all, and it isn't until you look at the rest of the policies, and especially the ones by Crispin Tickle. So Crispin Tickle, the advisor on Optimum Population Trust, he's advisor to Prince Charles in the British Parliament. They want to reduce the population, so you get all these willing workers who are really bringing in their own extinction, because you can guarantee, like Julian Huxley said, that many would believe they would have the right to come through into this new world, and they're going to be sadly disappointed. Well, guess what? You're going to be, all those who are greeny and don't want to hear anything else except peace, love, and go green. This is a method to literally bring in what was called the Communist Manifesto, the redistribution of wealth, not from those that have the wealth, but from people who are working and paying taxes. That's where it all comes from. Everyone knows it. And if you've noticed, too, they're not going to make the big boys pay extra taxes. They never do. It was like when they jacked up all the taxes at one point, and even the Queen, for the first time, was went along with it, kind of tongue-in-cheek, to pay taxes. And then I think a Man Alive program, their documentary, they tried to find out how much it actually paid to this private accountancy firm, the dollar bookkeeping firm, and they couldn't even get past the guards at the gate. That's where the wealthy go. And of course, it ends up she's paying nothing. In fact, they can actually claim more back than they put out, apparently. But Elton John said the same thing at the same time. He says this doesn't affect the wealthy. He says they always leave a loophole for us. So for all those fools who are always rah-rahing more taxes, they should understand that this is a communist idea. The redistribution of wealth is to flatten society, eliminate any middle classes, right down to there's nothing left but a very poorly educated, by the way, working class. That's where they've brought us to almost now. And the ultra-elite, well-educated bunch of technocrats and bureaucrats that run the system in a communistic fashion for the fascists above them. That really is it summed up. And again, people don't even realize that the amount of communist characters that still exist in society are still going along with the old ideals. And I used to wonder why the socialists and communists in Europe and elsewhere always push for higher taxes, because coming from the working classes, the only people who were suffering from paying taxes were the working classes. They were the only ones hurting, believe you me, in Europe. And these characters were always pushing for it. And that's when I clinked into the idea that somehow there was a connection between these policies of excessive taxation and the big bankers. And I was spot on. There's a big tie there, because every group out there really is working for the big banker at the top. Even in world wars, you don't have two opposing sides. You've got two opposing sides, and you've got another one above them that kind of runs both sides, could stop either side too, and that's the banker, lending out the cash, making these terms with compound interest rates and all the rest of it. The banking families are really a form of royalty. They use the same tactics as royalty. You can see it with the Rothschilds and all the other ones that came into to at least the limelight in the 1700s and then the 1800s. But then they intermarry each other, just like royalty, you see? So they are the royalty of finance. And they have their own individual religion and their own individual belief system. And you better believe it that they want to make sure that the world is going to be their great-grandchildren in the futures, not ours, but theirs, as it always has been. But they use all these mealy-mouthed little prunes at the bottom to do the little fanatics that go along with it all, still falling for the old Marxist ideal of just higher taxes and get the fair society. This is from the Archbishop of Canterbury in England. And it's from the Telegraph, from 16th of November. Archbishop of Canterbury claims higher taxes will be good for society. Only a communist would say that. And it says here, Dr. Rowan Williams, Archbishop of Canterbury, concerned at U.S. approval of more gay bishops and so on. He says, then he goes on about where Dr. Williams, this is all the stuff up at the top. But it says here, Dr. Rowan Williams said that taxation should not be seen as a way of stifling business or redistributing wealth. Well, how are you supposed to see it? But helping to make the world a better place to live in. Well, what does that mean? If it's going to stifle business, and it's going to redistribute wealth from those who are working, how is it going to make a better place to live in? See, this is the fantasy of Lenin. You know, it's not meant to be understood. It was a lie from the beginning. And he is prattling the stuff off. And this guy is a lefty. He's actually left of Karl Marx. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Gall. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Talking about the communist type system that is being used by those with the most amount of money on the planet to bring in this new world order of so-called sustainability. You see, Marx died basically. He just dropped dead. And they couldn't bring it in the old-fashioned way, but they were getting less people joining up and so on. And so they find a new way to achieve their aims. And, of course, global warming was the one that would fit the bill, as the Club of Rome said. And we'd all have to change our lives to save the planet. What a great idea. What a great con, isn't it? And here you have the communists against, all prattling on about it, like Dr. Williams, the Archbishop of Canterbury, who's a self-confessed hairy lefty, he calls himself. And he's made a series of critical statements since last year's banking crisis on the excesses of the financial sector and labor's attempt to spend its way out of recession. This is the guy who wants more taxes, eh? In his latest comments delivered to the Trade Union Congress Economics Conference on Monday, he pointed out that the term economics derives from a Greek word meaning housekeeping and should be about creating a habitat that we actually live in. He says, well, Mr. Hairy Lefty, why don't you live in your own little hut and I'll live in mine? This character's never lifted a broom in his life. He's got housekeepers and everything lifting up after him, cleaning up. It's okay for these guys who've got guaranteed paychecks, isn't it? I'd hardly call his job work. He's also a druid, by the way, you know. But that's the communist way, is infiltrate everything, become, get to the top, and that's it. However, he said that over the past few decades, the market had been treated as an independent authority, creating social disruption around the world and the extraordinary phenomena of debt trading. Well, he wants to increase taxation. That's more debt. That's more debt, you see. And the governments will spend it as fast as they get it on some other project for the elite at the top, as he's well aware of. He's well aware of where the money goes. And they always go cap in hand to the big bankers that this guy really, really serves. And the bankers live off debt and interest off the debt. Oh. Then he says, he claims that the fantasies of unlimited growth had led to a vicious cycle, etc., in which consumers are encouraged to buy more goods, which also uses up limited energy and raw materials. Instead, he said the economy should be geared towards creating a secure and sustainable environment for families. Listen to their absolute hypocrite here. As part of this, the Archbishop said, we started to ask about green taxes. Here we go, right on cue with the Rockefeller et al. Agenda. This is including green tax breaks that will check environmental irresponsibility and build up resources to address the ecological crisis. What ecological crisis? It's all a fantasy dreamed up by them. But it's actually better than communism, isn't it? It's a better fantasy. And because you can scare the hell out of the people with imminent disaster. This is what they're doing. Even though the world is cooling, that's got nothing to do with it. Nothing at all to do with it. You'll stick to that if you're up to your eyes in snow. So he thinks that equal taxation will build a habitat. These guys think like armies. They love armies. They love people all marching along in armies. They love marching songs, marching tunes. And they've got to think of society as all being going along some road together. It makes them feel safer rather than different people going out there doing their own thing. That kind of scares them, people doing their own thing from these totalitarian freaks. And if this guy truly was in a religion, which he obviously doesn't even believe in, and he probably never ever did, but if he still was in the religion and he did believe in it, he'd be all marching along singing Christian songs. No, it's ecological. Because his nature would never change, whereas an atheist or he's a religionist doesn't change his nature. He loves this idea that we're all in it together, marching towards somewhere where the leaders have directed the Soviet system, you see. So, enough on that stupid left of Marx character. But this is the rubbish that we're getting fed from well-placed leaders at this particular time, all in the right positions at this particular time. And I mentioned last night that Holland is the first country. They've been chosen. You see, these characters don't come out and just put on green road taxis. I mean, haven't yet a green road tax. We're on tarmac, eh? But anyway, green road taxis, and you pay by the kilometre. That was from the 14th of November, from the Independent. And they didn't even wait for the Copenhagen Treaty to be signed. They want to show that they're really good guys. But they've really been chosen for the task. You see, that's because for about 20, 30 years now, all of the world's been saying, well, they do this in so-and-so, they're over in Japan, so we should do it too. And they're cutting heads off down there in the jungle in Latin America, so we should do that as well. And so that's how they do that. But they've been chosen, the Netherlands, because obviously they think that the people there would have less chance of really bitching or doing something about or protesting it than elsewhere. That's why they've chosen the Netherlands to kick it off. And it says here, the Dutch government said Friday it wants to introduce a green road tax by the kilometre from 2012, aimed at cutting carbon dioxide emissions by 10% and halving congestion. Each vehicle will be equipped with a GPS device that tracks how many kilometres are driven and when and where. They're going to track their every movement. This data will then be sent to a collection agency that will send out the bill. You'll get a bill sent, you see. The Transport Ministry said in a statement. Ownership and sales taxes, about a quarter of the cost of a new car, will be scrapped and replaced by the price per kilometre system aimed at cutting Holland's carbon dioxide emissions by 10%. And it says Dutch motorists travelling a standard family saloon will be charged 3 euro cents per kilometre, which is 7 US cents per mile, in 2012. That's just starting off. That will increase to 6.7 cents. That's 16 US per mile in 2018, according to proposed law. Well, you know, once you get on the books there, they'll jack it up by the 20 cents and 25 cents and so on, whatever they want to. That's, again, the standard procedure. And when they're doing that, they already had the big OPEC meeting with the oil boys and told them to hold back their oil, and so the prices will go up before they sell it to the public. And here it is today. People again think that oil companies and so on are somehow independent. Now, no country would allow itself to be held at ransom by a private business. That tells you, you see, you're already in the age of feudalism, corporate feudalism, this marriage with banking, this marriage actually is run by banking. Whoever gives out the loans is a boss, believe you me, and governments as well, the gold cap in hand to borrow money from the bankers. They never allow someone to hold them at ransom. Therefore, it's all decided amongst them at the top. November the 19th, 2009, sharks off the British coast, oil tankers, which refuse to unload until prices rise, keeping your fuel costs soaring. 19th of November 2009, Mail Online. These tankers have been parked off our shores for months, refusing to unload their oil until prices have risen even higher. The delay makes millions for speculators and keeps your petrol costs soaring, as your gasoline. This is laden with fuel. Three oil tankers sit idly within sight of the British coastline, playing a waiting game that's driving up gasoline prices for hard-pressed motorists. They're part of a flotilla of 10 vessels refusing to unload their cargo until market speculation has driven up its price to the level they want. And as the value of that cargo is currently rising by over £1 million per day, driven partly by profiteering traders and speculators, it's unlikely to see a gasoline station anytime soon. Now, as I've said before, these things all work together at the top, because, believe you me, a government could quite easily just say, hey, you're going to import here again, or slap a massive fine on them for playing the dirty. It doesn't happen, because it's all agreed upon by those at the top, those who really run the whole system. It's all agreed upon. And with Holland spearheading this carbon tax on your driving, again, a great scam, a carbon tax. You can see where it's all going. People will get hit hardest in rural areas where they have to travel to work, or the prices, too, will all go up for all the incoming groceries, etc. That's standard. You pay a lot more in the country than you do in the city, at the stores. And gradually, they'll be forced out into the major cities that are already overcrowded, but that's okay. We've all to live on top of each other until this generation dies off with all the cancers and so on that we're full of, apparently, since we got the first polio vaccines. And we'll die off very quickly over a 30-year period, but we'll riot now and then in the meantime, and that's what they're getting all ready for and have been for the last 20-odd years. We're living through an agenda. Absolute agenda. And they always give you a memy or a thought, a way, a religion, a cause to believe in for each part of the agenda. And that's what you're going through right now. It's interesting, too, that Canada are going to get new uniforms for urban jungle warfare in Canada. Is that a little hint, perhaps, of things to come? This is from the Ottawa Citizen, November the 18th, 2009. It says, future Canadian soldiers could be wearing new uniforms designed to provide camouflage on the streets of our largest cities. Our largest cities. That's for the hard of thinking. The Defense Department will know by March what designs might work for what is being called a Canadian urban environment pattern. These designs are to be based on the unique requirements of the urban settings of Vancouver City, Montreal, and Toronto, according to an outline of the project being coordinated by scientists at Defence Research and Development Canada in Suffield, Alberta. This is Ottawa, the nearest center of government and the military, was left off the list because it doesn't rate as a metropolitan center, a major metropolitan center. There's truly do no work there. It says, we're not trying to slight any city in the country, explained Scott Duncan, head of the Soldier and Systems Protection Group at RDR, DC, Suffield. We chose the three largest urban centers to have baseline data in this early development project. So the information gathered on what patterns might work best in those three cities could also have applications for other urban centers. He said the $25,000 study to come up with camouflage patterns did not necessarily mean a new uniform would be produced for the Canadian Forces anytime soon. Once the patterns are determined, the results will be presented to the Canadian military. It'll be up to the leadership on how to proceed, he added. Then it goes back to why they're doing it. This is the beautiful. If you were to refer back to the Canada First Defence Strategy, one of the principal mandates that has been given to our military is that they must provide protection to the citizens of Canada and help exercise Canadian sovereignty, Duncan said. I heard there was an army of Laplanders going to come down here sometime in the near future. They're fed up with eating reindeer meat. Given our large urban population, should any operations be required, there's a good probability that some of them will be taking place in urban environments. Now remember, the Department of Defense for NATO and Britain gave us 90-page documents of the upcoming riots for 30 years. It's to be a 30-year riot period as they bring in food shortages and all man-made planned things. And that was followed by the U.S. military that came out with the same agenda. I have them up on my website under the archives section. But Canada also came out with this. And lo and behold, they all agree with each other. There's going to be 30-odd years of riots and so on and unrest amongst the population. So here they are getting all ready for just like the sci-fi movies they showed you where you have all these guys with all the camo gear on fighting urban warfare against this bunch of peasants in rags and firing slingshots and all that kind of stuff. So they're brazenly going ahead, getting not ready for it all, because that's their orders, right, from the top. That's why they're doing it. They've been told to. It's quite something. And then we have more Canadians. Canada loves to portray itself as a country that's kind of pristine with all that lovely white snow that's covered with all the stuff from the chemtrails. But anyway, it tries to keep quiet and out the major media over nasty incidents and corruption, even though there's plenty here, just as it did when it kept it out of the world's news that Canada led the world in military bacterial and viral warfare, and did so from the start of World War II right up to the present. But once in a while something comes out and they get their faces all muddy. It says here, Canadians handed over innocent Afghans for torture. This is by a diplomat who was based there. Wednesday, November the 18th, the Canadian press. It says, a federal official has dropped a political bombshell on Parliament, alleging suspects handed over by Canada to Afghan authorities were tortured and that the government was at best indifferent and at worst tried to cover it up. Richard Colvin, an intelligence officer based in Washington, who spent 18 months in Afghanistan in the number two diplomatic post, delivered his stunning revelations to a packed committee room Wednesday. His calm, precise recitation to the Special House of Commons Committee on Afghanistan directly contradicts nearly 3 years of assurances by the Conservative government that there was no credible evidence prisoners handed over to local authorities were abused in violation of international law. What they were doing there was the same thing as the U.S. was doing in Iraq, too. And this is how the army runs. It runs with bureaucrats, basically. And orders come down from the top with certain quotas to fulfill. And they have to go out and do it. They just round people up that are walking in streets. It doesn't matter. As long as their numbers, you see their head counts. And they're all put in for torture and abuse. And as long as those quotas are fulfilled, in bureaucracy, everyone's happy. Who suffers is none of their business. They don't care. That's why they had the same kind of thing in the movie Brazil, Terry Williams' movie, excellent movie, about a very near future scenario where government is in total control of every aspect of life. He knew the scheme because he'd been brought up and educated in some of the best places on the planet. And he obviously mixed with the people at the top who were discussing these things. Now they'd have cameras up everywhere, and how they'd have SWAT teams coming into folks' houses and kidnapping people very efficiently and killing the wrong people once in a while through bureaucratic blunders. And their whole job then, the whole movie in fact, is how they cover their ass and try to blame other departments for this screw-up. The people who get killed really don't matter much at all to them. And that's what we're going into now. Back with more after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just reading an article about Canada and how the troops there have been doing exactly the same as the US troops and handing over prisoners to fulfill quotas, basically, people who are in the wrong place at the wrong time, and how it's alienating the people from the troops who are supposedly there to win the foreigners over. Well, they're not foreigners, you see, they live there. And they're not insurgents, they're resistance movements. People don't like being invaded, and eventually pipelines put across their land and all their goodies taken from them for foreign powers. That's what's happening, as is happening in Iraq. I mentioned last week how they'd awarded the top all oil contracts to people like I think it was Exxon and all these characters. They got the first grabs at it all, presence, if you like, of the oil fields there. Same thing will happen in Afghanistan. And by the way, the poppies are still growing and the heroin is flowing because it's been protected by the troops. The first thing that Bush did once they went into Afghanistan was to allow the regrowing of poppies. Because after all, Poppy Bush was not named Poppy Bush for nothing. And he was head of the CIA at one time as well as being president. And that's when they were swapping all the drugs for guns and all the rest of it to supposedly fight the lefties. Nothing changes. I might manage to get Erin in from Oregon. Is Erin there?
Hi, Alan. Actually, it's Karen.
Oh, it's Karen. Okay. Yeah.
Hi. Listen, thank you very much for all that you do. I have a question for you. What do you think of Continental Congress 2009? Aside from the fact it's being totally boycotted by the regular privately paid for media.
I don't really know who's going to it or what really is going to be set up at it or whatever.
Oh, Alan, I really want to encourage you. Please go to it. You can go to, actually, if you go to taxfree15.com, you'll find a link to it. You can watch it live, and actually it's people, delegates who have been voted on by people in their states, from every state in the United States. Bob Schultz is spearheading it. Edward G. Griffin has been involved. Gary Franchi is involved. And these people are really taking the time to legally document all the numerous grievances of our government gone wild, and then to form a plan of action to peacefully and totally begin to withdraw support. And it would be, in my opinion, it's an awesome way for us to start to take back our power.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Something has to be done, because if it goes much, much further, there'll be no chance of taking anything back. So I quite agree with you. Something really drastic has to be done, because if you can't air your grievances, that's the last right that you have, and have people to address them and do something about them. They know darn well at the top themselves there's nothing left except riots. And it seems to me that they may very well ignore everything that's said by the people at the bottom trying to get their rights back, and they may just go ahead with this whole scheme anyway. It looks to me as if the U.S. was taken over quite some time ago completely. And
well, it was taken over, but I believe that these are seriously steps to take it back. And I really want to encourage you, please go to taxfree15.com, take that link and check out what they have to say, and look at some of what is happening, because it's an historic event that is being completely ignored by the media.
Mm-hmm. I will check it out, yeah.
Thank you very, very much. And thank you for all you do and the happy news you give us each and every day.
That's right. Okay. It's because it's always raining here, you see. But thanks for calling. And from Hamish, myself, in Ontario, Canada, it's good night. And may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet